your friendly neighbourhood record store, Southbound Records.
We're straight into it, Troy. We need to sort of preface this too with the fact that we're not playing New Zealand music, even though it is New Zealand Music Week here and during New Zealand Music Month, and we're in New Zealand and we are BFM. This particular segment of the show is celebrating music that you've got in at the record store, which obviously is not patriotic. And hates New Zealand and doesn't want anything to do with our beautiful country, our flag.
That doesn't sound true at all.
No? Okay, no. Just checking. Just want to. Okay.
Well, some of it sounds. Well.
You can see where I'm coming from, right?
I can see where you're coming from, but we're having such a good time in here, and now you're just putting me on the spot about something that I didn't.
Nobody is under any misconceptions about Southbound Records, Troy. What have you got for us this morning?
Well, today I thought we'd bring some music down, which is all coming out tomorrow, and is actually from different parts of the world, but crossed over different parts
and
of the world.
And sold in a New Zealand record store, though.
By New Zealanders, that's right. Anyways, the first thing, did you find what we had set up on here?
I believe so. Tell us a wee bit about it. Firstly, the cover. Let me tell you about it.
Let's just
sweet
bang it
cover.
On.
We've got a couple of. We've just bang it on, you reckon?
Yeah, bang it on and we can talk because this here has a nice long intro for us. Now, tell us about that sweet cover.
Sweet cover, you've got a couple there standing alongside a lake, it looks like. Looks like it might be a bit of a man-made lake, that one.
Could well be. Yep.
It's maybe just a waste or something like that. But, no, but essentially it's supposed to be a nice lake. You've got a couple gentlemen there, bald, African-American gentleman playing the acoustic guitar, strumming, wearing full denim.
Left-handed.
Left-handed there, as an adoring partner of his, also African-American woman, looking on adoringly at him, just yep. Arm supportively on his hip, I believe, and she's also wearing full denim there. They look like a couple very, very much in love. It's called the Missing Persons Bureau.
Missing Persons Bureau.
Missing Persons Bureau there, and the artist, Troy?
Womack and Womack.
Womack and Womack.
Now, this one is from, oh, there's the back cover, look at that. Might not be a man-made lake at all, it looks very nice.
No, it's definitely a man-made lake, look at it.
Oh yeah, you're right.
They do that remote control yachting and stuff on.
Now, back in 1988...
Bumper boats.
Womack and Womack had signed a deal with Island Records.
1988.
Now, the album that this was originally recorded for, taken from, Consciences, is the one that has Teardrops that we all know.
Right? Which is one of the greatest songs ever written.
Yep, Teardrops on the dance floor.
Which has a story behind it too, if I'm not mistaken, basically about them breaking up. Is that right?
I think so, yeah.
But
they didn't actually break up in the end because...
But they had a tumultuous relationship, didn't they? Even though you couldn't tell it from the cover of this EP.
Now, unlike some people here a few years ago, one of the Womacks is Linda, but the other one is not Bobby, but his brother. It's Cecil Womack.
Right, okay.
That's Cecil. Now, this record here, so they'd signed to Island Records, and Chris Blackwell said, that MPB, Missing Persons Bureau, is good, but I have a feeling that we should get Frankie Knuckles out of Chicago to do like a special mix.
So the one of the founding legendary house DJs.
Possibly the founder. He was there right at the beginning, wasn't he, at the warehouse?
Certainly was.
In the 70s.
And this remix is called the...
This is the Paradise Ballroom Mix. Now,
That's somewhere in New York City, if I'm
that is. Well, and I'm not sure that Frankie Knuckles was ever a resident at Paradise.
I think he might have been. I think he was, actually.
He was?
Yeah, I think he was, because I think I might have a big six record set somewhere in my collection from that, the NYC... Right. Paradise Garage thing, I think. Maybe not. I could be wrong. You're probably more right than me. Go ahead.
Anyway, I was not aware of this 12-inch mix when it came out. I don't know whether you were. I don't know whether many people were.
Never seen it before.
No. I mean, it was Teardrops is the one we mainly think of from this. Now, this was one
because it was a monster smash!
It wasn't it? It's one of the last records they did as Womack and Womack before they... They discovered their African roots, adopted African names, and in fact moved to Africa. Did you know that?
No. Big call.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you think of this, though?
It's a nice groove. I like the... Where do we hear the Womacks come in? I'm sure they've been... Oh, yeah, there we go. Shit. Sweet. Tell me she's not around.
message to her. They tell me she's not in town.
Hear that acoustic guitar?
Yeah. She would not check out of this away. It's been 7 lonely days. There's a morning I jump straight up and call.
Well, that's a great tune, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like, once it gets going, it's a great tune. I'd like to hear the original.
What's on the flip side is Frankie Knuckles did what was called a folk version, and basically what he did is he dropped most of the things out except for that Cecil Womack acoustic. Yeah,
wow, that's crazy. Tell you what, you'd be shopping for teardrops, but if you had a bit of extra cash at the time, you would have been a right little happy chappy or chappette.
Think so.
Strolling out of the record store with this 12-inch. So has this been out of press since then?
Yeah, 1988 was the last time this was actually in print.
Wow.
So I've redone it now. Well, the melodies have relicensed.
I'd just love to know who the Illuminati of decision makers are when it comes to this sort of thing. It's like, not yet, not yet, not yet.
How about
like
someone, now?
Someone's known about it for years and years and just been holding it going, not yet. Now, release it now. Send it out. Send it to New Zealand now. Send it. Caller, you calling through for some sort of relevance?
Yes, I wanted to know, is Facebook active at the moment? And can you keep us up with reports about the connection?
The Facebook connection?
Yeah, because I'm uploading, but I'm having difficulties.
Okay, well, I'm not really the person to talk to about it. Call us on 309-4831 and speak to the machine itself.
Yeah, well, if they could have an update.
Yeah, sure. Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you very much. Good day.
Colour me confused.
We have a door open policy here, Troy, as you know.
Okay, right. Anyway, so this 12 is...
I always think of the radio. Just listen to the radio, wouldn't you? Yeah, but yeah. Go ahead.
This 12 is... reprinted back in, we got it back in the store. I have a strange.
You see, you need
feeling.
This, don't you? You need this in the collection?
I think so.
You know, just get, oh, I'm getting that, oh no, I need this. Just, I love how it's a nice big 9-minute mix as well, isn't it?
Yep.
Frankie Knuckles, he takes his time. That's one thing he does.
Funny that around this time,
kind
I think.
Kind of a creepy DJ name, I always thought, though.
Frankie Knuckles.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Sure, sweetie, if it's a bouncer, any other reason?
I don't know. We can't ask him now. He's died, unfortunately.
He died, unfortunately, yeah.
And, of course, that was noted by the then president of the time.
Was it?
Yep. In fact, that then president, yes.
Barack Obama.
Who previously had... he had something to do with a street, Frankie Knuckles Street or something in Chicago.
Chicago, yeah,
I'm not kidding.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah, the Obamas were big fans. I think Frankie at the time was living in London. I think that was around the time that he was a resident in clubs in London, 87, 88 time.
Mm-hmm. All right, sure, let's press on.
Let's. Now,
that's a good tune, though. That's Missing Persons Bureau.
MPB, yep.
Womack and Womack. It's so, you know, there's some smug listener out there going, I already knew about that.
Yeah, of course they did. But that's all right.
But you don't have a copy, do you? Yeah. Although there could be some smug listener going, yes, I do have a copy of it on flimsy old 90s vinyl. Like a flexi disc.
On a flexi disc.
All right, so what's next?
All right, so next there is, we've listened to quite a few releases from the Numero group. As you'll recall, the last one we did was that excellent Syrah Records.
Great.
One we did before that, we did a weird... Sarah, the program director, centric record, the yacht rock thing, remember?
I think so.
I think we did. Anyway, this one here is a brand new one. This one, because we can't actually open it up, I had to write down some of the details, including the fact that there is on these three pieces of vinyl and massive hardback book, there is 54 songs. What kind of songs are they, Mike?
Let me have a look. I can tell, but I can't really tell because I'm looking on the... tell me, all I can see is a woman, a naked woman, an attractive naked woman stretched across three conga.
Okay, now what does that suggest to us?
Well, she's got a pair of maracas too.
There you go.
And Jill's got a lovely set of maracas.
this is a compilation of the kind
of
music.
Do you know that's from? That's from that rainbow thing, you know?
It is, yeah. From that thing.
Yeah, so this is a compilation. Doesn't really tell us a lot apart from Technicolor Paradise, ROM, as in R-H-U-M, Rhapsodies and Other Exotic Delights. It was a musical cocktail born in a marketing meeting. Two parts easy listening. Well, that's a shit way to start it.
Yeah.
Born on a marketing meeting. Two parts easy listening, one part jazz, a healthy dollop of Congo drums and a sprinkling of bird calls and a pinch of textless choir. This will be called, I've got a book about this, the whole book about the genre of exotica.
There you go.
Yeah, and that's what we've got here, isn't it? 48 curious examples of the short-lived genre's reach. Okay, yeah, okay, that's now, enough. I'm not going to open it because how many...
Three LPs.
Three LPs?
No, I think they're single. Well, there's 54 songs in total. I can't.
Shut up, timbers.
Either way, they're...
It's a solid unit, though. I don't want to open it up because someone will want that.
There's a... They're themed. Disc one, Daiquiri Dirges. Disc two, Rum Rhapsodies. Disc three, Mai Tai Mambos.
I like the one that's got... I like this Hugh Masakala and Oja, because we've had Hugh before, haven't we?
Yeah, but we're going to do him next. One we're doing off here is Akeem. Voodoo drums.
Okay, righto. So, yeah, okay, all right.
I'll tell you some
voodoo drums. All right, okay, stand by. Here we go.
Yeah. Ooh, ooh, wale, motherfucker, over here. Ooh, voodoo drums.
Yeah.
Beating in my heart.
Straight into the guts of good exotica, right there. I hate giving it a genre, but it is there, isn't it?
Akeem was really weird, this guy.
You go around to someone's house and they've got this plane, and you know that you're not going to be sitting around watching sport.
I must stay as long.
Shall I tell you where I first heard it? Cello Biafra's house.
Really?
Cello had this on his single. Well, see, and loved it.
He wears a colourful shirt now and then, doesn't he?
Oh, yeah.
Though the hurricane may come to my island and wind may blow away my home.
Really?
Now, you might think that these exotic characters were all like middle-aged white men like Les Baxter or Martin Denny or whoever. Akeem was, in fact, a Chinese man from the island of Trinidad. I'm not kidding.
Right.
Yeah.
So he'd have a local knowledge of voodoo, though?
I'd say so.
Now when I die, I will die on the island. They'll bury me among the sugar cane. And though I'll be gone from my island... My soul will love always remain.
That's great. Yeah, go Akeem.
There's the voodoo drums.
Voodoo drums.
That's a serious collector's box set, that one, isn't it?
And it's amazing. All of the way lesser known or completely unknown things. It's not like Martin Denny and Les Baxter and everyone on here.
Which aren't bad, but
no,
I'm just saying.
Good. Yeah,
but I always found that hard to sort of get. You either got like a CD compilation of like 700 tracks that were all one good one maybe, but to get a big box set of all the. You'd be doing yourself a disservice not getting this.
There's other acts on here that I've never heard of. Like there's my favourite title. I mean, I don't know who sat down and said, "Hey, let's call our group the Potted Palm." But they did.
Who wouldn't?
What about the Baton of Andre Brumer? One of the only people you're probably going to know on this
how
is...
How about the Baton of Andre Brumer? What?
How about the Red Garrison and his Zodiacs? Red Garrison. Jimmy McGriff, the great Hammond B3 player, is on here. And there's some really nice titles that you could imagine. Jungle Guitar, Jaguar Hunt.
It's not going to get boring, is it?
You're
not going to say, oh, this is some somber shit.
Well, you could listen to Dark Continent, but do you think it's dark?
No, that's not going to be something. No, I'm
saying. Quite joyous. This is a really amazing, well-assembled box of exotica delights. I think Biafra told me something about Akeem, that he's actually well-known under his real name. Like, he's like a bit part actor, a B-movie actor or TV actor or something. I don't know. I could be mistaking that for somebody else.
Leave the mystery open there for a second. Then let's move on to now. Can we play Hugh Masakala?
Can
we have a look at that album cover?
Oh, yes.
That says to me, that's great. That's no nonsense.
Yeah, Hugh
stencil,
unfortunately.
Stencil, whatever that thing.
Spray paint stencil.
Yeah, but what that thing that used to, the labelling thing, what that used to be called?
The Dymo.
Yeah.
No, I know what you're talking about.
They want their straight font.
Yep.
In the back there. Compilation?
a compilation of all of the of either Hughes productions or groups that he was in on. He set up a label called Chisa when he'd first moved to the United States from South Africa. So this is the rare or unreleased stuff covering the years, what does it say, 1965 to 1976. Now, that's a huge spread of different styles.
It's a musically explosive period.
Well, he's got some really great people on here. Letta Mbulu, of course, the South African singer, the female singer, who's just amazing. She appears a few times with her own singles and also is a member of some of the groups on here. There's the Zulus, which, of course, Letta Mbulu and Hugh both did vocals in. There's something called the Johannesburg Street Band. I'd never heard of before, but that's literally what they were, like a...
Sign them as that.
Yeah, but this is amazing. Now, Hugh Masekela, of course, he died in January of this year, age 69. But what a massive contribution he made, not just to music or the visibility of African music or the awareness of the apartheid regime in South Africa. He moved to the United States in 1960 or 61. By the mid-decade, he'd had like big pop hits, Up, Up and Away, that one. He was on a record.
My Beautiful Balloon.
Yep.
Really?
He did a version of that, yep.
I used to sing that on my swing as a little boy in the backyard.
Hugh had a big hit with that. He was on a Birds record, Younger Than Yesterday, I think it was. So You Want to Be a Rock and Roll Star? Hugh plays on that.
Oh.
He was one of the acts at the Monterey Pop Festival, i.e. the 67 Festival,
oh, right.
with
Hendrix,
The Who, etc. But yeah, and that... I was going to say he did some jazz, but he also did stuff which sounded like this. This is Ojar, as you said, from 1975.
So this is called Afrobeat Blues.
Yep.
Afrobeat's now a genre, isn't it?
I guess it is.
Could it be said that this was the this helped form the genre?
I don't know.
Sort of sound.
I think Fela sort of had a
chronologically, it sort of did.
Kind of, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I think it does. That's the same guy that wrote Up, Up and Away in My Beautiful Balloon. You serious? Yeah. Loving it. People are loving that. I can tell. I can tell there's a lot of BFM listeners who've settled into that groove immediately.
And there's those who are getting a kick out of that New Orleans style funk guitar.
What year is this?
This is 1975.
A fine ambassador for 1975, actually, isn't it?
So Hugh was quite comfortable singing and leaving his trumpet alone.
It's a great tune. So the rest of the compilation is as worthy.
Yeah, it's like I said, it's a lot of real different sounding stuff on here. But it's a double LP of, like the title tells us, rare and unreleased stuff from the Chisa years. Chisa being the label that Masekela formed in the early 60s.
Now that's available now at Southbound Records.
Yes, it is.
Along with the other two releases, the Missing Persons Bureau, Womack and Womack.
Yep, on the 12-inch.
And how many of those have you got?
There's only a few of those we managed to get. We've got the Technicolor Paradise, Rum Rhapsodies and Other Exotic Delights. It's a big 3LP box with a massive book.
Massive book!
Massive! And what we're hearing now, Hugh Masekela presents the Chisa Years. And this one is put out by BBE. I think they originally put this out on CD about 10 or 11 years ago or something.
Awesome.
But wow!
There's some good stuff. Exactly. Fair enough. Thank you, Troy.
Thanks so much. We'll see you at the record shop.
From the crate, thanks to Southbound Records, 132 Simon Street, next to T. White's Bikes.